for that to become an Olympic event series. But some of those kids, future Olympians, if seed spitting ever becomes an official sport, we've got the background here to make that happen on and extend our medal count for the United States. I will say that for all of our upcoming events, if the ladies rugby team is available to work security, I will hire them in a heartbeat.
We want them.
We won't have to worry about a thing.
We want them. We want them.
And
you do have a lot of activities coming up as Casey August is about here and doesn't slow down for Main Street.
It doesn't. It's back to school is right around the corner, and we can tell because parents are really excited, and some of the teachers and kids maybe a little less so, but it's a phenomenal time of year. We already see some athletes coming in from Peoria State, which is great to see, but back to school shopping, we encourage everybody to get out and shop local with those local businesses that have everything that you need as the school year approaches. The Welcome Back Block Party will be August 19th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the 600 and 700 blocks of Commercial Street. So for Main Street members, businesses, and organizations, we'll have a variety of different booths set up to welcome both Emporia State University and Flint Hills Technical College students back from their summer break. And it's a great introduction for those new students, whether they're incoming freshmen or transfers, to all the great things that are going on in the Emporia area. We also have the Great American Market, which is going to be just gigantic this year. It's a full event. We've got a substantial wait list on that particular event, but we're trying to do our best to arrange things in such a way that we get as many of those different vendors placed as possible. Make sure you're putting September 14th on your calendar. Make sure you're planning to head downtown and invite your friends and families and those folks that you know from out of town to come to the Great American Market. It's going to be an awesome time. Lots of different things that are coming up this fall, so we encourage you to go to the Emporia Main Street website. We're working on mix and mingle events for folks that are new to the area. We're working on the third year of Apello, the all-class reunion for Emporia High alumni, and a variety of other different events and activities. We're also working to expand some of the things that we're doing for economic and community development with extensions in some of our different loan and grant programs. The Fabrication Lab has just been doing some awesome things for local businesses and development projects. And we've got a lot of different announcements that are on the way as soon as we get through some of that legal documentation where we can talk about some cool things that are happening for the Emporia area.
Always cool things happening with Emporia Main Street. So the Fab Lab's been busy, huh?
Yeah, Jeremy just pulled off an impossible feat. he figured out how to duplicate some tin ceiling molds from the 1800s where there was no analog mold that we could go back to from the parent company, which is a little unusual. But yeah. Jeremy went and figured it out, and so we're doing some historic restoration projects, but that's one of about 50 things on the big whiteboard that Jeremy's been working on for local businesses and developments.
Well, he'll have to make himself a gold medal.
There you go.
Good job.
He can totally do that.
Yeah, Casey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Casey Williams, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Plenty going on as always. 653, 79 degrees. Good morning.
Hello, this is Mike Ruger-Bright. I'm a lifelong Republican, and I'm ready to tackle runaway inflation, cut property taxes, and take on crime. I grew up on a farm, and I understand and appreciate our agriculture.